We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top, six lines from the top, Ve'elam Mumbaz Shkoga. We just finished learning the Shita of Mumbaz, who argues around Akiva, and Mumbaz holds that even if someone knows about a Avera, Vashas is doing it, it still could be called a Shoigig. He learned that from Mazid. It's just like Mazid, there's the idea of Vashas da Avera. A Shoigig also, someone who does a Avera B'Shoigig, it's possible to have the idea, which means he knows about the Avera, B'Shas when he's a Shoigig. He learned that from Mazid, that's what Mumbaz held. And Taisa speaks out, it doesn't mean he holds that a Shoigig is only when you know what you're doing. Of course, a shaygig is also a case where you don't know what you're doing at all. You forgot about the lav at all. That's also a shaygig. But here is the chiddush of Mumbaz is that also when you know about the lav while you're doing it, it's called a shaygig. But the kasha is, why is it called a shaygig? It's called amazing. He knows about the aveira and he's doing it. It's called amazing. It's not called a shaygig. How can we call him a shaygig? How can we chayav a chatas a shaygig if he knows about the aveira? So that's the Gemara's kasha right now. Vela Mumbaz, shkog of amai. If Mumbaz learns Alpha Mazit that you have your idea of B'Shas Maisa, so what was the Shoigig? How can you call a Shoigig? And what did he make a mistake in? Dr. Gemara, Kagoyin, Shoshogag, B'Karbin. Mumbaz says like this. We know, let's say, Shabbos, there's a Lav, and there's Karis, and if you do a B'Shoigig, there's a Karbin. So there's three components. There's a Lav, Karis, and Chatos, and a Karbin. You know, those are three components of the Avera. He knew that you're not allowed to do a Malach on Shabbos. He also knew that he chayev Karis for that. He just didn't know that if someone does something with a Shoigig on Shabbos, he's chayev Karis. He didn't know that. Mumbaz holds, that's enough of a Shoigig. He's called a Shoigig. You have to know about the entire Avera, all the halachos of the Avera, all the Einshim of the Avera, in order to be called a Mazid. So the case was, he didn't know about the Karis, that's called a Shoigig. And he holds that's where Yechayev Echatas, because he didn't know about the whole Avera. Rabbanon argue, who holds Shigas Karbon Loishma Shkaga. That's not called a Shoigig. Not knowing about the Karbon is not called a Shoigig. And the Farshim explained the reason is because Karbon is not an Einish. Karis is an Einish. But the Karbon is not an Einish, it's a Kapara. And therefore, you're only called a Shoigig if you're Shoigig in the Etzem Chaymer of the Lav and not in the Kapara. That's what Rashi says in a few words. Rashi says, L'shma shkaga, I just shagag about Avera Atzma. Until you're shagging the Etzem Avera. Shagging the carbon is not called Avera because the carbon is a Kapara, it's not an Einish for Avera. So that's the Shita of Mumbaz. Now, Rabbanon shkaga v'may, what's called a shagag according to the Rabbanon? So on that we have two Shitas. Rabbi Yechin and Omar, Kivan shagag with Karas, Afish Hezeb Alaf. According to Rav Yechanan, according to Rabbanon, let's say someone does something on Shabbos. He knows it's a lav. He doesn't know it's a karis. According to Rav Yechanan, it's also called a shoigig. Even though he knows it's also doing malacha on Shabbos, but he didn't know it's an iser karis, it's called a shoigig, and you'll bring a chatas. Rosh Lakish Amar no, actually, yishkog b'lav al karis. It's what we think a shoigig means. Rosh Lakish says, it's not called a shoigig until you think that there's no lav and no karis, and you did the malacha. Then that's a case of shaygig. But if you know about the lav, even if you don't know about the chorus, that's not called a shaygig. It's called a mazid, according to Rosh Lakish. It's according to Rosh Lakish. That's how it is. Dr. Gemara. Now the Gemara Taisa speaks out that Rav Yechanan maybe is a little bit more poshut even than Rosh Lakish. You know we would say the opposite, but it sounds like Rav Yechanan for the Gemara that Rav Yechanan is even more poshut than Rosh Lakish. More than start off my time to Rosh Lakish, but Rav Yechanan maybe makes more sense. What's the pshat? Because the hekesh of carbon, Torah Achas, which teaches us the carbon chatos, is a hekesh to v'nichrusa. It's a hekesh to v'nichrusa, and that teaches us that only something has karas has chatos. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan also holds even more that the shoygig in karas, that's called a shoygig. You don't have to have a shoygig in the whole entire thing. But Rav Shlokas shows you have to have a shoygig in the whole entire veira to be called a shoygig. Amar of my time is Shemulakas. What's Pshat Takar Shemulakash? On Makra, the pasuk says, "Ashaloisa sena va'ashayim." It says, "Ashaloisa sena." You shouldn't do it. V'ashvi did avera. Ashaloisa sena sounds like a lav. Achi yishkig b'lav b'karis shava. You have to have a shoygig in the lav. An extension. If you're shoygig in lav, you don't know about the karis. If a person does not know there's a lav on it, of course he doesn't know there's karis because he doesn't know there's an iser lav. So of course he doesn't know there's karis. From Ashaloisa sena, Shlokas learns you have to not know that there is even a lav over there. Ashalois Hashem teaches us, you don't even know there's a lav. You don't even know there's a lav in this aver. And the machlokes Hashanim, if the fear is shlokish, let's say you don't know there's a lav, but you know it's also because there's a say. You think there's a say. If that's called a shayge ganat, machlokes Hashanim. And Rashi's mashma is enough if you didn't know it's a lav. And even if you think it's Osir for a different reason, it's still called a Shagig. The Ramban and the Ritva learn that it means Ashaloisa Sena means more than just a lav. As long as he knows he's not allowed to do it, that would not be called a Shagig. Shagig has to mean he thinks that you could do it. Mamish, you could do it. That's Machlokes either way. But upon him, that's for sure that a Shagig Belav, if you don't know that it's Osir, if you're a Shlokish, that's a Shagig. He learns that from Ashaloisa Sena that you have to be a Shagig in the lav. What do you do with the pasuk of Loisa Asana? My boy, you need it for the following brisa. Look at Tanya, which is a whole different thing. Look at Tanya, this brisa is talking about a mumar. A mumar, for example, a mumar can be someone who's a mumar chal tar kula. That means he knows about the whole Torah and purposely doesn't do it, and he never does it. Or it means a certain mitzvah. He doesn't hold of chalev. He says, you know, chalev, I don't, chalev is not for me. I eat chalev. So that type of person, even if he lands up eating a chalev by mistake, he does not bring a chatas. Why not? So there's two drushes in the brisa. Why a mumar that eats in the chalev, he's a mumar, he daf eats chalev, even if he eats it by mistake, he does not bring a chatas. Why not? Like a tiny limit of the brisa. Me'am aretz, it says me'am aretz, some of them aretz brings a carbon, prat mumar, coming to exclude a mumar. Rashim velozo, Rashim, ashaloisa, a son of Hashem, Hashav mir di also may be carbon al shagasa. Only someone who, if he knew about it, he wouldn't do it, that type of person brings a carbon on a shagig. Lo yishav mir di also, a person who would not back out even if he knew about it, even if it wasn't a mistake, any maven carbon al shagasa, does not bring a carbon on a shagig. And a mumar is an example of a person who would not back out. He would not, the Pasuk says, read the Pasuk inside, it says, V'nefesh aches techta v'shkoga me'am aretz, if a soul does a avera b'shoigig from the amaretz by soisa achas which is Hashem asher lo yisoy sena he shouldn't have done v'ashem. He would have done it anyway. He's a mumar, and therefore he doesn't fit into this pasuk, and therefore he will not bring a carbon. So Rabbi Yechon learns this pasuk asher lo yisoy sena to exclude mumar, but it's nothing to do with regular shoigig. Rabbi Shimon Lakos learns it's talking about regular shoigig, and the only time it's called shoigig is if he forgets about the lav. But Rabbi Yechon says, no, forgetting about the chorus is enough. That's Machlokes Rabbi Yechon Shlokos in the Rabbanim. And Mumbaz holds that even if you know about the chorus and you know about the lav, you just didn't know about the carbon, that's called a shoigeg. So technically we have three shittas. You have Mumbaz, then in the Rabbanim you have two shittas, you know, all going down. The Mumbaz, a shoigeg, even forgetting about the carbon, a shoigeg. According to Rabbi Yechon, a lefira Rabbanon, even forgetting about the chorus, yet is called a shagig. According to Rav Shlokas, you have to think that it's mutter, or at least you have to think there's no lav and no karas. So to Gemara Vaita. Tanat, we learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is on Ayin Gimel, famous Mishnah, Avos Melachos Abam Chasa Achas. We know that there's 39 Melachos on Shabbos. Va'avinimba, and the Gemara asks there, like, count it up. What do you have to tell me it's 40 minus 1? And Yonah Lomeli, why do you have to tell me the number? Teaches us that if you do it all in one forgetting, v'chayiv on every single malacha. That means you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot about all the malachas. And you didn't remember until you did all 39 malachas, you'll be chayiv for every single malacha achatas. So it means you know about Shabbos, but you just don't know about the malachas. So heichem eshkachas, how's that possible? Vezodin Shabbos, where you knew about Shabbos, sugars malachas, and you forgot about the malachas. So now the question is, how is that possible? How is it possible you know about Shabbos if you don't know about the malachas? What do you know about? So bishlom Rav Yechanan to Amar kibun sheshogeg v'karas af bishheizav alav. Bishlom Rav Yechanan a poster case that you were shogeg v'karas and you made it a lav, so you know about Shabbos. You know about the lav of Shabbos. You know about Shabbos. You just don't know about the chorus of the 39 malachas. So it's possible to say Zodah in Shabbos because I know about Shabbos. I know about the lav. Meshkachas are going to the other Shabbos belav, and that's what it means Zodah in Shabbos. And Gavi the malachas, you don't know his chorus of 39 malachas. Here's a mamzer classic case where you know about Shabbos. So you're not a shagig on Shabbos. You know it's Shabbos. You know today's Shabbos. You know Shabbos is also. You know it's also belav. Just you don't know there's a chorus of 39 malachas. So it's possible to chayiv on 39 malachas. Elo shem malakish, tomach yishkoig balav vakaris. About the shivish malakish, that you have to be a shoging lav and karis. It means the only time you chayev a chatos is figure out lav and karis. So here, the guy does not know about the lav or the karis of any 39 malachas. So the yod leh Shabbos mai. Like, what do you know about on Shabbos? What do you know about? How can you say it's other than Shabbos? So the Gemara answers that he knew about the yod of a tchumim. Baliv der Akiva. He knows about tchumim, and according to Rav Akiva, the tchumim is not one of 39 malachas. Tchumim is one of malachas that is not chayev karis. And if you're Rav Akiva, it's the raisa. If you're Rav Akiva, it's the raisa. So he knows about Tchumas, he knows about Shabbos. He just doesn't know about 39 Malachas. So here's a case where it's a Zodah in Shabbos. On Shabbos it's amazing, and he doesn't know about the Malachas. So you bring the 39 Malachas. Just to bring it out one more point to explain it, that if you be a Shogig on Shabbos, it only brings one carbon. It doesn't bring 39 Kabbonis. Because the Shogig is, he doesn't know what Shabbos is today. But he was saying you know what Shabbos is today. But you don't know about the 39 Malachas. And the question was, what do you know Shabbos about? So the answer is, he knows about Shabbos, Lefi Rabbi Yechanan, he knows about because it's Alav, and according to Rish Lakish, it's because of Tchumim. The Rishonim asked, that why don't you say, Taisus asked the Kasha, that why don't you say, he knows that I say, maybe he knows that I say, V'yayim HaShvi'i Tishbos, he knows that I say. So Lefi Rishonim will learn that Lefi Rish Lakish, that he doesn't know about any Isser, so then it's good, why the Gemara didn't answer that Teretz of Taisus. The Ritva actually asked, the warrant the Gemara answered, he knows about Kiddush V'Avdallah. He knows they have to Kiddush V'Avdallah. He knows that there's a mitzvah to have Oynik Shabbos, to eat herring on Shabbos. So he answers also that that's not called Iker Din Shabbos. You have to know the Iker Din Shabbos, which means to Shavis in Shabbos, that you have to rest on Shabbos. That's what you have to know. Something in the Issa Melachos. That's why you have to say Tchumim and not those Mahalchim. So the Gemara Vaita. Man Tano Laha. Who is the Tana of the following Braisa? The Tana Rabbanim went to the Braisa. Shogeg bezeh ubezeh, zeh shogeg im v'tayrah. Someone who's shogeg bezeh ubezeh, he's shogeg everything. He doesn't know that it's Shabbos. He doesn't know it's Melachos. He doesn't know anything about Shabbos. He completely forgot the whole thing. He forgot the whole day of Shabbos, and he doesn't know anything about Melachos. That's shogeg bezeh means zeh shogeg im v'tayrah. That's a classic shogeg. That's a classic shogeg. And there, avadi bring a carbon. Zeh shogeg oim v'tayr. Heze b'zeh b'zeh. Let's say he's mezid on Zod and Shabbos and Gavim Malachas. He knows the Shabbos, he knows Malachas also. Zui mezid on v'tayr. That's the mezid in the Torah. Shogeg b'Shabbos v'heze Malachas. He forgot that it's Shabbos and he knew about Malachas. Or the opposite of shogeg Malachas v'heze b'Shabbos. Oi, sha'oma yedei anish Malachas v'asura. Or he knew that this malach is aser. He knew bayer is aser. Avaini day is chayiv la carbon. He doesn't know that you chayiv a carbon on this. Oyloi, chayiv. That's also called a shoygig. He knows that malach is aser. He doesn't know it's a carbon. He's chayiv. So who's the, that's Alkan Abraisa? Who's this Braisa going according to? It says that even a shoygig on the carbon is chayiv a carbon out shoygig. Who is that like? Zok demar keman kemumbaz. That's like mumbaz holds that just not knowing about the carbon is enough to be called a shogeg. So this whole braisa is mumbaz. What is it saying this braisa? Shogeg bezeh ubezeh is also a shogeg. That's Tosfos Raya on the bottom of Samach Ches Amud Beis, that mumbaz doesn't hold that you have to have yedia to be a shogeg. Even if someone who's a real shogeg is also a shogeg. Just mumbaz says even someone who has yedia b'shas maisa is called a shogeg. And what was the case? They has yedia and the shogeg is a guy did not know about the carbon. He forgot about the carbon. He didn't know about the carbon. Omar Abaye, Hakol Moedim b'Shvuas Bitui she'ein chayovim aleha carbon. Everyone agrees by Shvuas Bitui. Shvuas Bitui, the halacha is someone says he's going to eat or he's not going to eat, and then he makes a Shvua, and then he forgets about the Shvua and he eats. He forgets about the Shvua and he eats, then he's chayov a carbon. And what does it mean he forgets about the Shvua and he eats? So Rashi learns it means that he forgot about the Shvuah when he ate. He probably forgot he made the Shvuah. And that's called a Shoigig in the Lav. Tosfos learns that the case was he forgot that it's Aser. He remembered the Shvuah, but forgot there's an Issa Lav on the Shvuah. That's what Tosfos learns. So Rashi learns he forgot about the Shvuah, And according to Taisha learns, he forgot about the lot. That's a case of Shvuas Bitu de Echayev a carbon. So Amar Abaya, Kol Moedim Shvuas Bitu, Shein Chayev Melo a carbon, Mach Yishkish Bolav Shvuah. Until you forget about the lot. Again, if Rashi means he forgot that he made a Shvuah, and according to Taisha it means he forgot that the is a lot. But there, Rav Abaye is saying is that if you know about the lav while you're eating, you know it's an iser lav to eat this cake you're eating, but you don't know about the carbon, hakol moedim, everyone will agree that not knowing about the carbon in this case, not knowing about the carbon is called a major stuff, if you know about the lav. Even though you didn't know about the carbon, it's still not called a shayge. This is a kol moedim. Who's a kol moedim? So Rashi speaks out, a kol moedim can't be mumbaz. Of course, mumbaz will hold that this is enough of a shaykh. Madach by Shabbos, where you have lav and a chorus, he knows about both of those, and still you don't know about the carbon, it's called a shaykh. Here, that you don't have chorus. By Shavuos, all you have is a lav and a carbon. So of course, if you don't know about the carbon, you call a shaykh, a feed of mumbaz. That's partial to mumbaz. Madach mumbaz by lav and chorus you know about, you don't know about carbon, it's called a shaykh. Here, there's only two things, lav and carbon. Of course, if you don't know about the carbon, you call a shaykh. So what does a kol moedim means? A kol moedim means even Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that not knowing about karas is enough to be called a shaygig, not knowing about the carbon is not enough to be called a shaygig. Amabai, kol moedim shuvos bitu shen chayav mula karv, mat yishuk b'lav shabah. You have to be shaygig in the lav, not enough to be shaygig in the carbon. A kol moedim man, Rabbi Yochanan, pshita, kikom Rabbi Yochanan hechadich a karas, avhech like a karas loy, he only says that karas, that if you didn't know about karas, called a shaygig. But if you, there's no karas, you have to not know, you have to not know about the lav. So the Gemara knows. This carbon, this chiyav carbon, is a chiddush. The bechol atar kula le'eshkechan lav the ma'isel carbon. In the whole Torah, you don't find a lav that brings a carbon unless it has karis. Here, besides shvuos, a shvuos sheker. There, you bring a carbon even though there's no karis. So maybe kishogeg b'carbon amalechayev. So maybe like the carbon is makom the karis, like the carbon instead of the karis. So maybe here Rabbi Yochanan will agree that if you forget about the carbon, you call the shogeg. Kamash v'lo abaya, no. Kamash v'lo on abaya that Rabbi Yochanan's moida they need a shigas lav. But if you amaze in the lav, you do not bring a carbon. Because being a shogeg in the carbon is not enough, according to the Rabbanan, who argue on Mumbaz. It's not enough a shogeg carbon, because a carbon is not mocking karas. A carbon is not an oynish, according to Yechon, it's a kapara. And therefore, it's not called a shogeg on a carbon, even by Shavuos, where there you only have a lav and a carbon.